Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
I dreamed that I had a robot. It did my homework for me, and it talked all robot-y. Like, must make bed, and must cook dinner. It made mac and cheese for me. My dad was a little annoyed that the robot left dishes in the sink, but I guess it can't get wet? I don't know. I've never had a robot before, so it was all new to me. That was it, really. Now I sort of really want a robot.
Ms. Sharkey is selling scented pencils to raise money for decorations for the school dance. Go buy a lemon or cupcake scented pencil for just $1 today.
So Hannah was there in my backyard when I woke up.
No way.
And we found the golden kilner.
Whoa.
Where was it?
Where did she live?
What did she say?
Where is she?
I don't know a lot yet, but, well, Luna was with her, and Luna knew where the golden kilner was. It was under a bush I fell into during that storm.
How did Luna know that?
No idea. But Anna thinks maybe Luna is a breacher? She's gonna meet us at Hidden Passage after school, so I can introduce you.
Awesome.
Then, guys?
Yeah?
Tonight's the night. I use this kilner and close the breach.
Whoa.
Tonight? And then you're the only breacher left? What does that even mean?
Anna said now or never, basically, yeah, because I have the gold kilner now, and if Crowley finds me and it, we're all in trouble. He's planning something big, then he would close the breach and be the only breacher left.
I don't fully understand any of this, but I definitely know I'd want the last breacher left to be you and not him.
Exactly, we'll help.
Thanks, guys.
How a grown woman managed to lock herself in a storeroom is beyond me.
Like I've said more than a few times now, I really appreciate your help getting me out.
I'll be resetting the electric clocks in the shop all day.
I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.
I have a lot of clocks.
Oh, come on. Surely some of them must run on batteries.
What?
Well, time's a-wastin', as they say, so you better get to it. and I've got to head out. I'll walk down with you.
Okay, then. I guess.
Okay. Bye-bye. I knew it. I knew something was off with him. Ugh! What a traitor! Ugh! I'll show you, you backstabber. I'll find the Kilner before you do.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Oh, hi, Henry. Come in. It's been ages. How are you?
Good, thanks. See you in there later?
Oh, for sure.
I'm betting the ship's Crowley's. He's gearing up for something and he's starting to make his presence known.
It's not Crowley's ship.
Oh no? And how would you know?
I just do. Seriously, everyone's all like, Crowley this and Crowley that. They have no idea what I've got planned.
Sure, Henry. You're secretly an evil mastermind.
Yeah, Henry. Let me guess. You're also doubling as Janksy in your spare time?
Janksy is child's play.
So what is it then? This big plan of yours?
Yeah, tell us.
Well, for starters, I've been undercover, and I'm this close to finding the Silver Kilner.
Sure you are.
I don't care if you believe me, but if you stick around here for just a few more minutes, you'll get a sneak peek of what I'm up to.
Yeah, sure, Henry.
I'm sure it's gonna blow our minds.
Hey, Evan.
Yeah, Will?
Who's that girl I saw you with this morning?
Excuse me?
You were with some girl and a dog, poking around the bushes across from my house.
Why are you suddenly so interested in me?
Because you've suddenly become interesting. Who is she?
Just a friend.
It sounded like you were talking about a marble you lost.
Will, can you please mind your own business? It's really nothing.
I'm gonna figure out what you're up to.
Evan, you ready?
Like, where are you all going now?
The arcade, Will, like we do all the time.
Right. Sure. If you say so.
Do you dare enter the ring?
Evan, over here.
Anna! Guys, this is Anna. This is Emmy.
Great to meet you.
And Marco.
Hi.
Nice to meet you both.
They know everything. Well, everything that I know.
Which isn't much.
Well, for now, the most important thing to know is that Evan needs to close the breach before Crowley finds him and takes the Kilner and closes it on his terms.
So Evan has to have the gold Kilner dream tonight?
Yes, exactly. The dream forces you to face your three biggest fears before you can close the breach. Then, Evan, you'll be in control of the breach moving forward, and not Crowley. You'll be the only breacher left.
Won't that make all the other breachers out there mad?
It will a bit, yeah. It's the end of an era, in a way. But the risk of leaving the breach open right now is just too great. And it's possible someone will find the Silver Kilner and eventually be able to safely reopen the breach once Crowley is handled.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to say it, but we're doomed.
How do you mean?
No offense, Ev, but Evan's scared of, like, everything.
None taken. He's right, Anna.
We'll prepare. That's all. And we need a plan to keep Crowley out of there.
You think he could show up? In the dream?
I don't know. It's possible the gold Kilner somehow blocks other people from entering the dream, but we can't count on it.
How will we keep him out?
Well, in order to breach, you actually have to be asleep.
So we have to keep him awake?
Exactly. I can handle that. I know where he lives.
You do?
Yeah. Let's just say that most breachers know or know of Crowley and his houseboat down at the marina. And since we know that he's really looking for the gold Kilner, we should probably find somewhere secret for Evan to sleep, just so he's harder to find here and there.
But a secret place to sleep? What would that even be?
Camping again?
But where? My backyard isn't exactly a secret.
You guys, I think I've got it. We can use my mom's camper van. We can ask her to park it way deep in the woods behind my house. She and I have camped there before.
That's brilliant.
It's perfect.
Hey there, guys. And who's your new friend?
Oh, this is Anna. Anna, Mr. Landry.
Evan! Naya! What are you doing here?
It's Henry. Have you seen him?
No. Why?
Naya Davis? Is that you?
Hi, Mr. Landry. Long time no see.
Wait, you two know each other?
Summer job running the prize counter when I was in high school.
Are you doing well? You still in town?
I am doing well, and I'm still local, yeah. But the man I work with, he locked me in a storeroom, and, well, I was worried he would somehow figure out who you were, and... never mind.
Naya, slow down! I don't understand.
Are you okay?
I am now, yes.
Oh my gosh, do you remember the time you got locked in the office here?
I do. I was actually thinking of that exact day when I realized I recognized your voice on a Dream Academy recording. Please, tell me you fixed that lock.
Nope. You work at the Dream Academy?
I do.
They still collecting dreams over there?
Yep. And there's new interest in yours. Did a man come here asking about your old dream about a silver marble?
No.
But why would Henry come here?
Mr. Landry had a dream a bunch of years ago about a man and a woman talking in a diner about a silver marble they were hiding.
Oh my gosh, where? Where were they hiding it?
Oh, wow. That was years ago, and if I remember correctly, they never said where they were hiding it.
When you called the Dream Academy, you said you thought the dream was sort of inspired by something that happened in real life the day before, but then you didn't say what it was.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I don't remember. Why all this interest in an old dream? How do you all even know each other?
That is a long story.
That will have to wait for now.
You'll let us know if you remember anything else?
Of course. I'll leave you be. Nice to meet you, Anna. And good to see you, Naya.
Nice to meet you, too.
You too, Mr. Landry. Wait, Anna? Are you the Anna?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, we found a box in the storeroom at the Dream Academy. Old recordings of your dreams.
What? Oh, my uncles asked me to make those ever since I was old enough to talk, basically.
Your uncles?
Well, they raised me. They're not really my uncles, but that's another story. Why would the Dream Academy have them?
I don't know. Yet. I don't even know who I work for, and for the first time, I think maybe that was a huge mistake.
Anna, do you know who the director is? Why did you give me the Dream Academy number?
I've never met the director, no. But my whole life, I've been told that if I was ever in trouble, I should reach out to the Dream Academy. I haven't really, until you came along, Evan. And it seemed like you needed help. I was afraid to get too personally involved at first, because I guess I didn't want to draw any attention to you. Then they, Crowley and the others, found you anyway.
Well, the director let me hire Henry, and now I know that Henry's a breacher, and not the good kind. He was able to dream up the keys to the storeroom and let himself out, and promptly locked me back in. What if the director authorized that? What if I was wrong all this time?
We should get you out of here, Evan.
Okay. Emmy, can you and Marco maybe go talk to your mom about the camper plan?
Of course. I have a place Evan and I can go now before Crowley finds us. We can prepare for tonight.
Naya, I know we don't know each other, like, at all, but it would be a huge help if you could help find that silver kilner.
I'll try my best.
And also, can you tell me anything else about Mr. Landry's dream?
I only remember the gist of it. A man and a woman at a diner, talking about hiding a silver marble. I'll go back to the office and listen to it again.
Evan, there's no time.
Okay, Naya, let me give you my number. Call me if you think of anything.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Hey, Henry. Wait, you're already inside. I don't understand.
Oh, this is gonna be fun, Lily. Really, really fun.
Hey, Henry.
Hi there.
Wait. Dude, why are there two of you?
Still think I'm all talk?
I think you have a twin brother, is all. Big deal.
No brothers.
Then what? You somehow cloned yourself?
Better than a clone. Think of me more as a dream world body double.
And if and when the breach closes, one of us is here and the other is there. With shared consciousness.
Whoa. So we're taking a minute to celebrate together.
There's a new kid breacher, and he's got the golden kilner. And he's gonna close the breach. Tonight.
What?
Yep.
I don't get why we'd celebrate. Some kid closes the breach, I'm out of business.
Oh, you're not celebrating. Just me.
And me.
You see, we're our own breach, my double and I. We're an open channel. So, if the kid succeeds in closing the breach, which I highly doubt, I'm still sitting pretty and breaching whenever I want. I won't even have to be asleep to do it.
So why are you still jabbering about finding the silver kilner?
If I have the silver kilner, then I have some insurance that the kid can't open the breach again if he manages to close it.
Yeah, so how are you gonna find it?
I'm tracking my coworker's phone. And yep, it's still at the office. So I guess I should go let her out of that closet. Then she's gonna lead me right to the kilner. Just wait and see. And you, Henry, you should get home and go to sleep in case that kid pulls it off. We can walk out together.
Henry, what have you done?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you sure we're not lost, Anna? We've been walking in the woods for a long time now.
It's right up here. You'll see. See?
What is this? Is this your treehouse?
Yup. And a good place to hide out for a while.
How do you know he won't come here?
Too many actual birds around. He hates them. Like, I think he's actually afraid of them.
You, like, know him.
Sort of, yeah. And also, this place didn't exist before last night, so that makes it harder to find.
You dreamed it?
Yup.
Amazing. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna have a hard time falling asleep tonight. Oh, I'm nervous, I guess. Terrified, even. Could I maybe sleep here tonight?
You think your parents would let you?
Probably not, no.
You'll be better with your friends watching you, and parents nearby. But definitely come here tonight if you need to. Like if he somehow finds the camper van before you fall asleep. Here, let's sit and let's run through it.
Run through what?
The dream. I've heard it described over the years. The golden kilner moves around, and you have to retrieve it. But your fears will get in the way and try to stop you. So, top three fears, go.
Like I said, I'm afraid a lot of the time. It's not always something specific.
That sounds hard. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
But in the dream, it'll only be three.
Well, then bees for sure. Then I would say heights, and then small spaces.
Okay, bees, heights, small spaces. This is going to be easy.
How so?
Bees, just remember that they're not interested in you. They will only sting you if provoked. Also, you'll be dreaming, and hopefully you'll know that you're dreaming and that none of it is real. None of the bees are real. Just keep saying that.
But what if there are, like, whole swarms of them?
Well, there probably will be. But you're the breacher in this situation. You're in control. You dream up a bee suit or a protective bubble around yourself.
What if the bees are, like, breachers and can dream up other stuff, like giant versions of themselves? Bees the size of dinosaurs!
That seems unlikely. They won't? I see now that your friends were not exaggerating.
They weren't.
Well, if you dream of bees the size of dinosaurs now, it's your own doing, and you can just dream them away.
Okay, I guess.
Next, heights.
Yeah, I don't even like stepping off curbs.
When you're in the dream, however high up you are, just remind yourself that your actual body is still in your bed. It's only your consciousness that's traveling. So even if you fall, no harm can come to you. It's gonna feel super real, but it's not.
How am I supposed to, like, remember all this when I'm sleeping?
You will. Don't worry. Just don't panic. Take your time. One fear at a time.
What about small spaces?
Close your eyes.
What? Why? Is there a bee?
Just do it.
Okay, I guess. Closing.
Perfect.
Now what?
Do you feel claustrophobic?
No.
Exactly. So just close your eyes and power through that fear. Every space feels the same if your eyes are closed, right?
I guess.
There. That's all three. And remember, you're doing the dreaming. You're in control.
I don't understand, though. Why can't you be the one who does it? You sound pretty confident.
My breaching powers aren't even close to yours. I've brought things in and out, but never a living thing. Not even a fish. The important thing is that for this to work, you need to believe it too. Will you try?
Yeah. Whew, but I need to go home and tell my parents the plan. And grab some stuff that might help.
Stuff?
Like my pillow and blanket, you know? Comforting stuff that might make it easier for me to sleep.
Okay. I'm gonna hang out here. I need to think of some good ways to be loud outside Carly's houseboat.
Hello? Hello? Naya? I brought you some food. I'm not entirely without heart. Knock, knock. Now, don't be mad. I was always going to come back to let you out. I just needed to do something for... Naya? Naya? Clever girl found a way out. Why does it say her phone is... Outside? Hello? Who's there? Naya? You can run, Naya, but you can't hide.
I don't like the idea of this at all. Here, your toothbrush.
Thanks.
And on a school night?
Mom, I've got bigger things to worry about than school.
I know.
And don't worry, Mrs. Watanabe will be close by the whole time.
Still. You're sure about all this? I mean, you're sure that having this dream and closing the breach is the right thing? You're sure it matters?
I am, Mom. I mean, I'm not sure I understand why it's me who has to do it, but I do believe it's the right thing. They don't know why Crowley wants it so badly, but he could be preparing to bring in a weapon or a virus or anything.
But what happens tomorrow, when you've done it? You said then you're the only breacher left. What does that even mean for you, for us?
We're just gonna have to figure that out tomorrow, after I've done it. Anna will help.
You think you can actually pull this off?
I have to believe I can. And hey, as long as I have Dot by my side, I can do anything, right?
That's what I always told you.
Well, then it must be true.
I love you. And promise you'll call me if you need anything.
Well, I don't think the camper van has a phone.
I know you have a cell phone, Evan.
You do? Anna gave it to me.
She's paying for it, too?
Seems to have free unlimited data.
Now that is a dream come true.
I love you, Mom.
Be careful, okay?
Always.
No, Mom. I'm not in the habit of stakeouts, but my coworker is up to something sneaky. And he just went up to the office, and he's coming back out now and locking up. He's wearing a disguise, like a hat is gonna fool me. Except, wait a second. That's not Henry at all. Holy cow!
What?
Mom, I've gotta go.
Why?
Never mind, Mom. Change of plans. Looks like tonight might be the night that I finally meet the director. Bye.
Emmy! Marco! You guys here? I've been walking forever. Am I lost?
We're over here getting the camper set up.
Follow my voice.
Okay, I guess.
Over here. I see you.
How does your mom drive so far into the woods? I don't see you.
Boo! Ah!
We're right here.
Oh.
Ugh. Hey, yo. We camouflaged it with the fallen branches. How'd we do?
Amazing. I can barely see it.
Well, come on in. We'll get you all set up.
My mom made us dinner.
Amazing! I won't mispronounce it this time. Enchiladas verdes con pollo.
Excelente!
Yes.
This bed's yours, if that works.
Yeah, it's awesome. Your guys' parents were cool with this? On a school night? What did you tell them?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, they didn't really ask.
What? Why are you lying to me?
Is that Dot? I haven't seen that thing in years.
What's Dot? Oh, the Dalmatian.
And why are you changing the subject?
I might have told my parents you were, like, having a hard time with a bully at school.
I might have told my mom something similar.
Sorry, Evan.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's not entirely untrue. That's me. It's Anna calling. Anna, hi.
Hi. You okay?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm with Emmy and Marco, and it's all good. I mean, that part of the plan. But I'm nervous, and are you sure you can handle Crowley alone?
It'll be fine. Trust me. I biked home and grabbed a few things from my garage that will be perfect. Listen to this.
Oh, wow. That's loud.
I know. You have everything you need there?
I think so. We have food, and I even have my childhood sleep toy, or whatever you'd call it. It's a stuffed Dalmatian.
Wait a second. How do you still have that if...
What do you mean? If what?
Nothing. It's just... a long time to keep something.
This is a replacement one, apparently. Lost it when I was little once.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
I'm not sure you're making sense.
You'll figure it out.
Figure what out?
I gotta go, Evan. So, good luck tonight, okay? I know you can do this. I mean, it's just a dream, right?
Right. Just a dream. Thanks, Anna.
There you are.
Oh, jeez. What are you doing here, Will?
The question is, what are you doing here?
Everything okay out here, Evan? Oh.
What are you all doing in the woods acting all mysterious? What's with the camper?
You know what, Will? For years now, you've been just so mean to Evan. For no good reason, and I'm just tired of it.
Just tell me how we got the retainer then.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Well then, why was there a marble in the case with the retainer? What's that about?
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wanted to try to figure out what was going on with you, so I didn't mention it right away. But now I want to know, why are you all going crazy looking for a dumb marble?
What kind of marble? Do you have it with you?
Is this all some kind of joke? A marble. What other kind is there? And no, I don't have it with me.
Guys, what if it's the silver?
I'll go.
Go where? With Will?
Yes. Come on, Will. Show me this marble.
What could possibly be important about a marble? I mean, you guys are freaking me out.
Let's just go. Everything's gonna be fine, Evan. Don't worry.
Thanks, Marco. And Will, thanks too, I guess. It might be the marble I've been looking for.
I still don't understand.
Let's go!
Mom, you have to stop calling me. I followed the director to the arcade I used to work at, and now I'm waiting.
You are on another stakeout?
Technically, I think it's still the same stakeout. Oh, what? Oh, I gotta go, Mom.
Get out of the car, Naya. And you can stop following me now.
But who are you? I mean, you're the director, right? But who are you, and what are we doing here?
You coming in with me or not?
To the arcade? Sure, but I mean, why?
I just need to check something. You don't have to come.
No, I mean, sure, I want to.
Let's go.
And that's Gin Rummy for me. Again.
Ugh. It's me, guys.
He's back.
Marco,
was it the silver Kellner?
No, here, look. It's the Kellner, but it's not silver.
That would have been too good to be true.
I've never seen one like it. All swirly like that. I wonder what it does.
Well, we're not finding out tonight.
Definitely not.
I was thinking on my way back here how it's a little sad that we just discovered all this and now it's sort of ending.
I know. I sort of feel the same, but also not really. It's been a lot.
Guys, I think it's time for bed.
That dream I had last week. The one where I killed an alien with a butter knife? People were chanting, "Evan's not afraid of anything," over and over. But I'm afraid of everything.
You got this, Evan. Seriously. I know you can do it.
Thanks. I just really wish you guys could be there.
We will be. In spirit.
Okay, then. Might as well get this show on the road, I guess. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Can I just say one more thing?
Of course.
I forgot to tell you. I had a dream about Will. The other night, with a Cleary showing me the past. We were younger. He thought we didn't want to hang out with him or something. Like, he felt left out by our friendship. But we used to be friends.
For real?
Yeah. Anyway, good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, Evan.
Order! Order in the room. I'm officially calling the group to attention. I hereby convene the High Council of Ancient Order of Dream Breachers. This meeting is being held by special request and shall be dismissed as soon as business is handled. Garvin, you have the floor. Now, please explain why you come to us.
I come seeking your wisdom and even intervention. Crowley is intimidating the new Breacher and trying so hard to get the Golden Kilner that I fear his motivations.
We, too, thought your biggest threat was Crowley. We thought he was the source of the chatter. But it has come to our attention that we face a new threat, the likes of which we haven't seen in years. He's a powerful whaler who has arrived at the peak of his powers without us even knowing his identity. There is much chatter surrounding him, but he moves in shadows.
And you need to light every corner.
I'm not sure how the Ancient Order can help at this time.
Then I want a guarantee that if this new enemy is able to get his hands on a gold or silver Kilner and control the Breach, that you all will come out of retirement and help. The risks for our kind are far greater than they are for your generation.
It sounds like the risk to all is higher than ever.
And what of the child?
What about him?
Will he be an asset or a problem?
I believe he will be an asset.
But he conjured one of our old ships in a dream. How?
We don't know. He doesn't even know that dream breaching has happened in other eras in history. But his intentions are good.
Then why is he currently trying to close the breach?
What? Now? Tonight? He found the gold kilner.
Yes.
He's not supposed to use it.
We're aware. Apparently, the girl has other ideas.
I have to go.
Go home, Anna. You can't keep this up all night. And some of the other folks around here will start calling the cops soon.
Oh, hello over there. Am I keeping you up? I've got other tricks up my sleeve, too. How about this? You prefer this?
Why are you here, Anna?
Just wanted to spend some quality time with the notorious Crowley.
I thought you were kicking around with the new kid. Shouldn't you be helping him look for... Oh. No. Anna. Please don't tell me. He found the golden kilner.
I'm not saying anything until you...
Please tell me he's not going to close the breach tonight.
Why shouldn't he? Everyone knows you're planning something big before you close it yourself.
You make a habit of listening to rumors and hearsay.
Tell me it isn't true, then.
It's not true. It's the opposite of true.
What do you even mean?
Shh. Can you just come on board so we can talk quietly on the deck?
Fine. Permission to come aboard, Captain?
Stop horsing around. Here, this way. Have a seat.
I'm fine standing, thanks.
Suit yourself. But the rumors aren't about me. They're about someone else. A powerful breacher who's been somehow in hiding for years, but who is now on the scene, making serious waves without anyone being able to figure out who he is yet.
A new whaler no one's heard of before? How is that even possible?
It just is. He must have been hiding. Plotting.
But people are saying you'd die for your cause.
And I would. But my cause isn't to bring something out into the real world and close the breach. My cause is to make sure the breach always remains open.
But how can you leave it open with a threat like that in play? Evan should close it before it's too late.
I have to, Anna. We have to. For you.
What do you mean for me?
No one knows what will happen to you if the breach is closed.
What does that even mean? What will happen to me?
You were born in a dream, Anna. It was your mother who opened the breach.
You're not making sense. My mother died when I was 2, and the original breacher died the night she dreamed the baby.
That was the story people told, that she died right away. And we let them believe it. But your mother was with you for almost 2 years before... Either way, you were born in a dream, and no one knows for sure what will happen to you if the breach is closed.
What? I don't understand. You think I'm going to, like, cease to exist?
Like I said, we don't know. And I don't especially want to find out.
And why do you suddenly care so much about me?
It's not sudden. I'm your father, Anna.
Just stop!
But it's true. Your mother and I were very much in love. But we couldn't be together. It's complicated. But she dreamed that she and I had a child. It was you.
Why are you only telling me this now?
Because I'm trying to protect you. Your whole life, I've been trying to protect you. And your mother.
My mother's dead. Isn't she?
I've never believed that.
You can't be serious.
But I am.
You're crazy! How do you even know her?
I'll tell you all about it someday, but Not today. We have to stop the new Wailer for sure. But first we have to stop Evan from closing the breach. Where is he?
We won't get there in time.
So we have to try and stop him in there.
In the dream?
Yes. Now...